Hi, it's Donald Seastewart of Fringe Review here at Space and Edge Street, and I am joined by...
Gregor.
And...
Elliot.
From Would You Think of That, or What? Which is a Glasgow-based comedy group of four. I've only got two out of the four today, the other two on the subs bench. Obviously, it's too early in the morning, and four guys for Glasgow and Edinburgh at the Fringe. What could possibly go wrong? So, Elliot, four guys from Glasgow here in Edinburgh doing a comedy sketch show. How come? How did? Where does it all come from?
Well, of course, let's start off in Glasgow, like, because essentially that's where we're all from, or at least half of us are from Glasgow. The other two, like myself and Jack, who's not here, we are from like the outskirts. The show does really well in Glasgow regardless. We always pack in loads and loads of people. The reason for taking it to Fringe is just to try and broaden the horizons, so to speak. The more people, because there's loads, because it's sketch comedy, mm-hmm. not every sketch is going to appeal to everyone, but there's the beauty of it is there's something in it for everyone.
So it's like a Glasgow flavour, but a universal theme.
Yeah, it also gives people that are maybe not from Glasgow, if they're from anywhere else in Scotland, even England, the love coming up to Scotland. Mm-hmm. It gives them a taste of that kind of Glaswegian humour, because mm-hmm. according to like, some reviewers in Scotland, Glasgow's got the best kind of patter mm-hmm. in Scotland. So I think it's good that we try and maintain some of that in the sketches, just to give them a wee bit of a taste.
So Gregor, in terms of you've done a couple of previews, or you did a preview at the Oran Mór before coming over here. Why preview the show in Glasgow before you come to Edinburgh?
It's because it's where we come from.
Yep.
I think for us, there's a really nice welcome that we get there every time that we do stuff. And I think for us, it wouldn't be fair to take this to Edinburgh first and then... Because we either do it... We've done it before where we finished in Glasgow.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this year we wanted to just start there, because I think for us, Oran Mór is a big one. And we're all actors as well. And everybody knows how famous it is for Play Pie Pint and all that. And we were just kind of like, we really want to go there. Lemmy's been there. You know, loads of Scottish comedians go there. And we were really happy to like kind of start off our journey this year there, and I think that's why we did it.
So how has it changed in terms of the sort of format and what you're trying to get to over the 3 years you've been doing it? Has it evolved?
Hugely. I think when we started, so 3 years ago, first thing we did was we actually came to Fringe. And well, no, we did Cotters in the West End. I think we got 100 people.
Five people in Cotters. And the thing I loved about that as well is like back then when it was our first ever show that we'd written, we didn't know how it was going to go, and it went really, really well. So that kind of gave us that confidence that, right, I think we'll do all right our first year at Fringe. And the fact that the first show was so raw with material, it was very in your face. Mm-hmm. It still kind of maintains that. But I'd say because we've been doing it for like just about 3 years now, the material's gotten more clever.
Yeah.
There's been people that have came up to us after shows saying, we've seen your shows like many times before, we've seen all the shows that you've produced, and this one seems more clever.
Mm-hmm.
It's more, there's more intelligent lines behind it.
Yeah.
It's also the interest from people that we've noticed as far as in the industry as well. Like we've sat down with like Michael Hines from Still Game, who's had a bit of an interest in us, and BBC were along at Oran Mór as well, and we've been in talks with them about where we were thinking we'd like to go with this, and just loads of stuff like BBC Short stuff, the social. These are all people that we're starting to get open to now and introduced to. So it's very interesting for us to see what other avenues are now sort of presenting themselves mm-hmm. and where we could take that. And we did the stand the other week to a packed out audience. First time we'd done that. We were fiat because that's like 120, 130 mm-hmm. folk. And we've been asked to come back now for a 10 minutes. So it's just that way. Fringe is great because it's a reminder of every night's a different night.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how well you've done previously. Every night is a different night. You could have a terrible night, a great night. And it's just that's why we love coming here.
Because you don't often get such a long run at things.
No.
Particularly.
No.
Does that help in terms of material? Do things evolve as you go through?
Yeah. You learn a lot of trust for each other. I think that's the most important thing. I think people, that's one thing about sketch comedy I've noticed. What makes it funny is how well they gel together.
Mm-hmm.
If they have pattern on stage between them, not just the material, that's funny. When you corpse, but you corpse naturally, That's really good. I mean, well, really funny, not really good. But you see loads of people on the mile that, you know, like what they call Cambridge footlights and stuff. I've seen footlights before, right? And I think they are really funny. But there's times where I'm watching and I'm like, but that's deliberate. Like, you have planned that to fail.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think there's something more natural about, you know, what we do. I'm not comparing us to them, but I am. And then and I just think it's stuff like that. You know, you've got to find the funny side to it between the four of us, because if we don't find it funny, I don't think anyone else will.
I think the songs are a massive part of that, and that's because the all four of you like to tinker on some kind of instrument and like the music being an integral part of it.
I
think, you know, for me, originally I didn't want to be an actor. I wanted to do something with art, and I didn't pick music at school either. I self-taught playing guitar, so it was just more of a, like, started off as a hobby, and I didn't think that I'd be going off to do it. But once I started university and I met Gregor, Connor and Jack, you know, it was one of those, Gregor was the first person I actually spoke to, like, from Glasgow when I got to the first day at uni, and we just had to off right away. One pint, and that was it. It just clicked. And then when I found out that he was also a musician as well, I can't remember the first time we ever jammed, but it was awesome.
Yeah.
One pint and then you clicked, sounds like an advert for a Tinder date. So now, and that grew from the two of you to the four of you.
Yeah, I mean, well, at the time, I mean, we were all pals. That's the thing, that we were all pals before. There was three of us who were in the same year, same class, and the other one came later on, about midway through the year.
Yeah, that was for a festival.
Yeah. But we all just kind of, there was just that immediate gel, and we are very much aware that the reason we all did become pals at the start is because of that shared pattern. We all understood what each other were into and what we found funny. And it did grow, and I'd be lying if we didn't say this, but it did grow from Limmy and Burniston and Still Game and Chewing the Fat.
Yeah.
And it's something that, you know, we really pick up on, which is catchphrases.
Mm-hmm.
People, something about Glasgow pattern, they just love catchphrases. Like, that's why all our shows are stuff like, Is That Right, Aye, Nae Bother, Where You Fae,
Jingle Boys,
Aye. But, I mean, that's not so much more than that. I'll try and forget about that. It's just that, isn't it? It's just funny.
So, you're here, Space at Nidra Street. When and where can people catch you? I'm just trying to work out who it is that's going to get the best voice there, the best advert. So, Elliot.
You can catch us at Space 9 on Nidra Street, and for the first week up until the 10th, we're on from 9:55 to about 10:50. And then the following week, starting from the 12th to the 17th, we're on at 10:15.
Okay, so that's, what do you think of that? We have the show Nae Bother here at Space at Nidra Street. And if you go along, I've seen them in Glasgow, and I shall be bagging that to review it for a Fringe review, and you can read the review when it comes in. But also, you might find out who Brian is. That's funny.